Jermichael Finley. I thought Jermichael practiced well. I'll have a better idea once I watch the tape, but I felt that he moved around fine, and he took a normal set of reps that he would take on a Wednesday practice. I think that's an obvious. There's an obvious answer to that question. I mean, winning solves a lot of things. Coming into work this morning in the weight room, there was a sign up where it said the food tastes good again. So I think that pretty much tells it in a nutshell how important winning is for everybody. So, but we had a beautiful day out there with the weather today. Practice was okay. We've had better practices, but definitely, I think. When you win, the ability to put that win in the column is important, but the ability to stack success, and there's so many things that come with that, the confidence level that gives your football team, the learning experiences that you can carry forward to win a big game. So there's so many positives that come out of that. Well, I've always felt in professional sports the biggest challenge that you face is handling success. We won one game. I don't think we're in danger of dealing with that this week, frankly. We have a very good football team coming in here on Sunday. It's a physical football team. I'm very, very impressed with their personnel. I had a chance to watch them earlier in the year against Minnesota. So that's really where our focus is on. This is a good football team. It plays a certain way. They're definitely in a situation where they need to win the game. We need to win the game, so that's where our focus is. I'm sorry? Aaron Kamen? Yeah, I feel good about where Aaron is medically, and he looked like he moved around fine today. I'll know more once we see the tape, but yeah, I thought he bounced back, like you knew he would, and he looked his normal self out there today. From earlier in this season, I couldn't give you a comparison on it. No, I did not watch him earlier in the year. When he first came out, yeah, he looks a lot better. It's nice when they grow up. Really, going through the evaluation process was the same that I've gone through every year as a quarterback coach or an offensive coordinator. You rank the players. There's a few players on the board that were being considered with the number one pick, obviously with two being a quarterback. But you go through your normal evaluation. But with the pick, you're entitled probably to more time with the prospects than you normally do as far as going to their campuses and working them out, so you have an opportunity to get a better understanding of both those guys. I really just remember it's interesting to see them both now because you just recall how young both those guys were. I think they might have both been 20 years old. I mean, they were both extremely young coming out and had a lot in front of them, but there was definitely some areas of projection that you always do with. You have to with young players. I tell you, things happen for a reason, and that's I'm a big believer in that. I think every player, particularly quarterbacks, the path that you're put on has a lot to do with your success. There's a lot of factors that go in developing a quarterback. Obviously, they both had unique ability to be considered to be part of the conversation of being the number one pick in the National Football League. I think in itself says a lot about both Aaron and Alex. But but you know, the path that you take, you know, the situations that you're put in at an early part in your career, I think have as much to do with it as anything. You know, the players around you, where you are as far as in your development, what offense you're running. So I think he's been put through, you know, a tough situation. Just, I mean, just the number of coordinators he's had in his career. I mean, I don't think that's ever been done. I just think it'd have been very tough for anybody at that time. Just where the football team is. Just playing them this week, you know, it's, you know, memory lane's nice and everything, but just look at their football team today compared to what it was back then. It's, I mean, there's, I can't even tell you, there's a handful of players that are on the roster that were there back then. I think that tells you a lot about what they've done with the football team and really, you know, the path that any quarterback would have to take on that football team. I mean, you have to adjust. I mean, football's still football. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking about playing them on Sunday. I think Vernon's, you talk about a football player that's getting better every year. I mean, he's obviously physically very gifted, very productive. I think he's a good blocker. I think he does everything. He's a good blocker, good pass protector. He's definitely someone that we have to take care of, especially in their four vertical passing game. They're making a conservative effort to get him the football. So he's definitely one of our prime targets as we plan for him. Well, we haven't hit the 50-yarders like we'd like. There's no question about that. And I think it's important for myself and Sean and Mason to keep taking the information that you're given during the workout, during the course of the week. And obviously pregame is a big determining factor based on the wind and, you know, field position on when you do go, time of game. You know, there's a number of factors that play into trying those field goals. But, you know, I still have confidence. I think I've illustrated that with just by the opportunities that have been given to Mason. He's fully capable of making those kicks. I wouldn't put him in that position if I didn't think he could be successful. Brady Papinga, Brady, Colin Jenkins, really Desmond Bishop are all in a similar boat. Hopefully after their rehab workouts today, we'll see how they respond. I think they all have a possible chance of practicing tomorrow. I think Frank Gore's special. I really do. I had an opportunity to coach him as a rookie. Very instinctive, tough runner. The ability to run behind his pads. He's definitely one of the better running backs I've seen do that and have an opportunity to work with. You know, Frank does a very good job, particularly and with his inline running, of getting skinny and accelerating creases and coming out the back end and finishing runs. So I think Frank Gore is going to be a huge challenge for us this week. I mean, I think our perimeter has played well this year as far as their ability to create separation. As far as the conversation, I can't really comment on that, but JerMichael Finley definitely helps. Anytime you have a player, whether it's a tight end, a receiver, big back, you know, that has the ability to win down the middle of the field, it creates so many more positives for your whole perimeter group. So definitely JerMichael Finley fits in that category. Instinctive, he's a tackling machine. I think he does a great job of playing behind the blocks in the zone schemes and things like that. He looks to be their leader on defense. He's a very instinctive, short tackling defender. I mean, he's definitely someone that jumps out to you on film. I'm very impressed with their defense. Willis, starts up front. Their down guys are very, very disciplined. Do a great job of staying square to the football. Their gap control is definitely probably one of the better, best defenses that we've seen so far this year. And that's a big part of it because it gives the linebackers and their support element the ability to run and hit. So this is a very good defense, well coached. I think Greg Minuski does an excellent job out there in San Francisco. Mike's imprint. I would say Mike Singletary's imprint's on the football team. I know I have, you know, had experience to work out there with Mike. A good man, passionate man, good football coach. My time was short in San Francisco. There's a number of people that have a lot of respect for it and I'm fond of on their coaching staff and in their organization. I had an opportunity to be with Greg Minuski in Kansas City, Jimmy Ray. I mean, I'll probably learn as much more football from Jimmy Ray as anybody I've been around. I think he's as knowledgeable, experienced coach that I've ever been around. So there's some very good coaches on that staff. I think they're well coached, and I think their personnel has really improved over the last couple of years. This is going to be an excellent challenge for us.